In recent years, billions of dollars have been paid by Germany, Austria, and various businesses as reparations to Jewish victims of the Holocaust. Now there is a bitter battle over how some of those money should be spent. A portion of the funds has been set aside for Holocaust memorials and education programs, but some say that money should go to support survivors who are now elderly and increasingly needy. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
77-year-old George Foldy knows what it is to be sick and in pain. As a teenager in a Nazi labor camp, he was beaten, starved, and more than once left for dead. By the time he was liberated from the Gunskirchen concentration camp when he was 19, Foldy had typhus and double pneumonia and weighed just 75 pounds.
I was so weak and sick, I was holding the wall, and I couldn't hold up my head because my neck was just that thin, and the weight of my head was just hanging.
Back then, Foldy couldn't get as much as an aspirin to help his fever. In the years since, he's rebuilt his life in Boston, becoming an engineer and eventually a grandfather. But the years of torture and malnutrition are catching up with him. He's on 16 pills a day, has a weak heart, and he needs 2 hip replacements. He says he never imagined he would once again be living in constant pain, unsure of how or if he'll get the medical care he needs.
This is a golden age, supposed to be. But I'm still fighting.
Foldy is one of about 100,000 aging and ailing Holocaust survivors around the nation. Their average age is now 80, and they're sicker and dying at a faster rate than other elderly people. About $55 million in reparations money has been allocated in the United States to help them, but it's not enough. In Boston, for example, the number of survivors applying for emergency assistance tripled last year, and most end up getting only a fraction of what they ask for. What's infuriating many survivors is that while they're doing without, the claims conference that administers the money is spending 20% of the funds, or about $85 million worldwide, on various Holocaust memorials, research, and education programs.
And this is another stab in the back. It's almost obscene.
David Schachter, who spent 4 years in Auschwitz and Buchenwald, is now head of the Holocaust Survivors Foundation, a group that's demanding the claims conference stop funding other programs until all survivors' needs are met.
I think that they owe it to the survivors. They have to give them back some dignity so that they live out the rest of their few years in some sort of decent way, and to heck with education.
But there are other survivors who believe just as passionately that some reparations money must be used for education to ensure the Holocaust is never forgotten. As one survivor put it, we owe it to the 6 million who can no longer speak to speak for them. Julius Berman is chairman of the Claims Conference Allocations Committee.
To be truthful, those people that we're trying to memorialize are not on the breadline because they were killed out and they don't have any heirs. But we feel that we have a responsibility for them too. We owe it to them that they're not just going to go into oblivion, and the way they lived and the way they died is going to be memorialized for the future.
But many survivors say that responsibility belongs to the Jewish community as a whole and should not take away from money intended to compensate victims. Besides, as David Schachter puts it, you can't really pay tribute to the victims who've died if you're forgetting those who are still alive.
It's almost a farce if we don't remember them and if we don't care for them right now while they're barely alive, so many of them. How are we going to remember them while we're all gone?
Ultimately, Schachter points out, there won't be any survivors left 15 or 20 years from now, and at that point, this debate won't matter anymore, and the claims conference can build all the memorials and museums it wants. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.